Your agency's inspector general has a lot of authority to examine programs and peek into documents, but that doesn't mean you are obligated to do everything an IG says. More often, there's a give and take. Federal News Radio's columnist and former Homeland Security Chief Human Capital Officer, Jeff Neal, takes on this topic in his latest post, Who Runs the Agency? Jeff, this whole topic of IGs and their relationship to agency management has gotten pretty murky and somewhat argued over in the past couple of years. What's going on with OPM? What are you talking about in this latest blog?
Well, I used OPM as a starting point for the discussion. You know, there's been a lot of press recently about the breach at OPM. And now the Inspector General is retiring after many years at OPM. And a lot of the discussion has been around why OPM didn't just do what their IG said. And what I've found is that happens in a lot of different agencies where, you know, the IG will make a set of recommendations, something will go wrong, and you'll find out the agency head or agency officials ignored some IG advice. And a lot of people say, well, you know, it's clearly a problem with the agencies that they need to do what their IGs say. And the problem is that that's just not true. Agencies are run by agency heads, and they're run by officials who are appointed to key positions in the agencies. They're not run by the IG, and the IG was never intended to substitute for the judgment of the agency head and the officials who run the agency. I know from my own experience, I've had times when IGs have made recommendations that I thought were silly. And it was because they really didn't know the business as well as I did. And they had some policy views they wanted me to follow, and I simply didn't agree. And it was my job to make the decisions to run my part of the agency, and it was their job to do investigations and in areas where they thought they could make better policy recommendations to make recommendations. But they make recommendations. They don't make decisions.
You know, in some ways, they're very similar to the GAO, which actually doesn't have compelling authority over agencies. Maybe Congress does, but the GAO doesn't. And so their recommendations sometimes go year after year after year with nobody. If they don't pay attention, they don't certainly do what they say.
That's absolutely spot on. They are a very similar body. They make recommendations. They provide recommendations back to agencies, back to the Congress, but they have no power to compel an agency to manage itself in a different way. They also, much like IGs, have no power to compel the Congress to appropriate money to carry out their recommendations. And the same thing happens with IGs. You know, I even read one IG recommendation at OPM where they said that OPM hadn't gotten enough money for its IT security, and they needed to do better in getting money. So, you know, you can take an IG recommendation to the Hill and say, okay, here's a bill for $10 million, and you need to give me money because my IG said I needed this. And they're not going to give you $10 million. You know, it's just not the way things work. But what is the way things work, and you've been around Washington long enough to see this, is when something goes wrong in an administration and people on the Hill want something to use to beat on them, one of the first things they do is go back and look at IG recommendations and look at GAO recommendations, and they look for instances where somebody told them they should do something that they didn't do. And with the luxury of 2020 hindsight, they say, well, see, it didn't work out well. And now it's your fault.
Do you think that IGs are getting this kind of response more and more as they get away from purely financial management audits where numbers either add up or they don't, and into more programmatic areas or even areas that touch on political disagreements over how an agency or a program should operate?
I think that's absolutely what happens. You know, when you're looking at the financial side of things, it's much easier to make a recommendation and to look at the books and audit them. I mean, it's a discipline of auditing. You know, there's also a law enforcement component of IGs. If you look at the OPM website, there's a lot of stuff the IGs reported on that was you know, stuff like insurance fraud. And IGs are very good at stuff like that. But the IG Act did say that one of the things that they're supposed to do is they're supposed to quote, recommend policies for activities designed to promote economy, efficiency, and effectiveness, unquote. So it is a statutory tasking for the IGs to make policy recommendations. And what I found, and I found this with IGs, I also found this with general counsels and agencies, they love to get into policy. Everybody wants to be the policymaker. Everybody wants to run the agency. And IGs provide oversight. They do audits and inspections. And they make policy recommendations. They don't make policy decisions. And general counsels are the same way. They give you legal advice. They don't get to make policy in the agency. And they always want to. And I think that's the biggest tension. The other thing that you mentioned that is really right on target is sometimes it's a political issue. You know, if you look at, use the OPM example, and I didn't write this article to pick on OPM. I actually was talking about government in general, but I just started with OPM as an example. OPM's inspector general has been there for 26 years. And so it's very likely that when an inspector general has been in an agency for a few years, they will have crossed administration lines, and somebody who was appointed by a Republican might be serving under a Democratic administration or vice versa. And they may have a very different set of policy objectives from what the administration that's currently in office has. And that generates tension sometimes.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, a senior vice president for ICF International and blogger and columnist at Federal News Radio. So what's your best advice for getting the most out of an IG if you are a program manager, such that you can work together and maybe benefit the agency without all this friction?
The first thing is to do what you just said in your question, and that's to try to work together. I have worked with people who think that the IG is the enemy and they're supposed to just push back on everything. And that's not productive. The IG does have a statutory role, and you need to recognize that they have a degree of independence that was intended by the law, and they're going to zealously guard their independence, and you need to find ways to work with them. So that means talking to them. That means reaching out when you go into a new agency and establishing a relationship with the IG to the degree that you can. And when they give you recommendations, look at them and consider them. And if they're good recommendations, follow them. If they're not, sit down and explain with the IG why this is not a recommendation that you're going to adopt, and then move on. And for the most part, that will work. If you get an agency official or agency head who's a bit of a jerk, or an IG who's a bit of a jerk, and I've seen both, then you'll probably end up with some sort of battle going on, and that battle may continue for quite a while, and it may be something that really doesn't help the efficiency and effectiveness of the agency. It just creates drag on the agency. So really just trying to work with them is the best thing to do, and listening to them, and again, recognizing that they are statutorily independent for a reason, and you have to respect that independence. It's a fundamental underpinning of the IG Act, and without it, then the IGs are useless.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President for ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Delighted to be here.
Read his column and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.